FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The South Coast is bracing for the possibility of more rain this evening. Areas in Reinkonyeni and surrounds are reeling from the storm that arrived yesterday evening, wreaking havoc. It's claimed at least five lives. The Cooperative Governance Department confirmed two more deaths earlier this afternoon.
The other person was struck by lightning in the area, but the other one was also found dead, but the details are still sketchy regarding the fifth one, but we'll update that information as the search and rescue continues.
Earlier today, the bodies of two adults and a child were recovered from a car that was swept off a bridge last night. Provincial COGTA spokesperson Sponiso Mgadi says they are also still assessing the damage.
We are also distributing disaster relief to all the families that have been affected. There's quite a number of houses that have been damaged. Some of the roads remain closed because they have been unsafe for traveling. But most importantly, we are also urging motorists to exercise extreme caution when they are traveling because some of the bridges are still flooded and there are still more rains that are expected to come.
Itakwini Mayor Mxolisi Kaunda says the city's budget for the 2024-2025 financial year will be geared towards accelerating service delivery and the rebuilding process. The city says the chunk of the proposed 67 billion rand budget will go towards refurbishing and upgrading electricity, water and sanitation infrastructure. Kaunda spoke at a business sector event in Umhlanga today.
We are pleased to report that the strategy is beginning to yield desired outcomes. For instance, there has been a steady decline in non-revenue water, which can be attributed mainly to the increase in the meter reading, as well as an increase in the resources for maintenance, with plumbing teams deployed to repair leaks and burst pipes in 76 wards. We are intending to expand this because we're just piloting it. We can see that it's worked better to have people who are stationary in your wards to deal with water leaks.
An international relations expert believes Iran was sending a calculated message with its attack on Israel.
That if you mess with our diplomats in other countries, then you are forcing us to defend ourselves or to retaliate. The message was delivered. Now we know that Iran has the strength and the possibility of responding quite aggressively to Israel or to the Americans or Israel and their allies, which now means that everybody in the region is recalculating the prospects and the options for a deepening of the conflict or what it will take to make peace.
Professor Anthony van Niekerk is the coordinator for peace and security studies at the Wits School of Governance. He's been commenting on the Islamic Republic's launch of around 300 missiles and drones at Israel on Saturday. Israel claims it and its allies intercepted most of them outside the Israeli border. Tehran had warned it would retaliate for a deadly attack on its consulate in Damascus earlier this month. Durban 25 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 22, Richards Bay 27. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.